Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. Your daily dose of mindset training, where we sweat out those mental cobwebs and build a fortress of focus and discipline. Today's workout? We're tackling something powerful, something crucial, something that can often get lost in the hustle. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just another fancy way of saying, be nice to yourself? And, yeah, there's a bit of truth to that, but it's so much deeper than just feeling good about yourself. Self-compassion is like having a best friend who sees you for all your messiness and imperfections, the wins and the fails, and loves you anyway. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Why is this so important, especially in today's world? We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, achieve more, be better. The pressure cooker of social media doesn't help either, right? Ever scroll through your feed and feel like you're falling short compared to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives? It's enough to make anyone want to pull the covers over their head and hide. But here's the thing, self-compassion is like an antidote to all that negativity. It helps us build resilience, cope with stress, and cultivate a sense of inner peace, even when things get tough. All right, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. This one might seem obvious, but it's often easier said than done. We tend to push our feelings aside, pretending everything is fine when deep down we're struggling. Instead, try this. Name your emotions. Don't judge them, just acknowledge them. Feeling overwhelmed, anxious, sad? Say it out loud. Recognizing what you're going through is the first step towards healing and self-compassion. 2. Practice self-kindness. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh criticism? Start by replacing those negative thoughts with kind, supportive ones. Instead of berating yourself for a mistake, remind yourself that everyone makes them. It's part of being human. Treat yourself like you would treat a dear friend going through a similar situation. 3. Remember your imperfections. We all have flaws, quirks, and areas where we could improve, but embracing those imperfections is essential for self-compassion. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, focus on accepting yourself as you are, perfectly imperfect. Celebrate your strengths and acknowledge your weaknesses without judgment. 4. Connect with others. We're social creatures, and connection is vital for our well-being. Reach out to loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and build a support system that fosters self-compassion. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating, and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It helps us tune into our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. Try incorporating mindfulness exercises like meditation or deep breathing into your daily routine. You'll be amazed at how it can calm your mind, reduce stress, and cultivate a greater sense of self-awareness. Let's talk about this in real life. Imagine you're working on a big project, and things aren't going as smoothly as you hoped. Maybe deadlines are looming, or you're facing unexpected challenges. How do you respond? Do you beat yourself up for not being perfect? Or do you take a step back, acknowledge the difficulties, and offer yourself some kindness and support? Think about that moment when self-compassion comes into play. It's like having an internal cheerleader who reminds you, "Hey, this is tough, but you got this. Take a breath, break it down, and keep going." That kind of support can make all the difference in navigating challenges and staying motivated. So, remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the same love, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend. It's about recognizing your humanity, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Want to make this practice stick? Take one of these takeaways and try it out today. Maybe write down a kind affirmation for yourself, or take a few minutes to simply breathe and acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Start small, be consistent, and watch how self-compassion can transform your mindset and empower you to live a more fulfilling life. Keep that mental gym strong, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.